Hello, this is Rafiq speaking. I think it's time now to start the call, so please start the recording.
Recording has been started, Rafiq.
Okay, thank you, and thanks for everyone to attend today's call for the diversity subgroup. Our agenda, as usual, is to go through the comments. So in the last call, we could finish the rest of the recommendations. So we covered the 8 recommendation and the comment related to them. We made small changes. So what remains for us to work on is the comments related to diversity office, and also 2 small items, number 10 and 11, I think, in the document. We will focus today mostly on the office, diversity office option. So Fiona, myself, created a document to kind of summarize our understanding of the comments, and also to see the level of support for the option. Okay, so you can see the document in Adobe Connect. Okay. In the first part, as you can see, is we did a summary of the response from the public comment. So we got a total of 15 comments related to our question or the note regarding the diversity office. So first we said 6 had no comments on the office of diversity. There are 3 comments that support an office of diversity or this idea of panel. 3 supported an office of diversity, and we have 3 the rejecting the notion of office of diversity. So this is the kind of the comments in general. If we do kind of a breakdown here to see from whom the comments are coming in terms like the SOAC and the board. And this is important to highlight, since those who are going to approve our recommendation and the work stream to final report at the end. So among the 7 comments coming from SOAC and the board, 4 had no comments, while 3 rejected the notion of an office of diversity. We got 2 comments from 2 government. One had no comment on the office of diversity, while another supported an office of diversity. So, and then the rest of the comments are coming from individuals. One had no comment on office diversity, 3 supported an office of diversity of panel, and 2 supported an office of diversity. Okay. So what we can summarize here regarding the position, please go to the So what we can summarize here, what's coming from the comment. 1 is to establish an office diversity or a panel similar to what is proposed in the Ombudsman recommendation, and I think maybe you can learn from this. Another is that the establishment of an office diversity, and the 3rd, and that's something I think it's important to hear, is that the rejection of office of diversity in favor of the staff performing this work. So I think the matter for us here is to determine kind of the level of support of the value of office of diversity, since that what we asked in our public comments, and we try to seek an input from community on this regard. So what we see here that we got opposition. That's something we need to have in mind. We also received other option that not necessarily responding to our question directly, because like proposing we didn't discuss before, and so we have no kind of I think no time or bandwidth really to get more on this. So I want here to hear, so after this presentation and quick review of this document, which is put for discussion, and try to help us to discuss this matter, I'm going to open the floor here and to get comments from those on the call. Okay, I see Julie. Yes, Julie, please go ahead.
Thank you, Rafiq. Julie Hammer speaking. I think you will not be surprised to hear, but I think the logical conclusion given the input from the SONACs and the board is that the Office of Diversity should not be a recommendation that we go ahead with, and we did not have a conclusive decision prior to the public consultation. I think the feedback we've had from the organisations that need to approve our recommendations is that they would not be comfortable with the recommendation, so I think we should not include it. Thank you.
Thanks, Julie, for the comment, and also I see that I can assume or hear that Shuriel support your comment. Yeah, okay, twice. So I think this is a kind of if we are trying to wait here the comments, I think it's important to see how those from the starting organization are reacting to that question and see if they are supporting or not. And I see that Sebastian in the queue. Sebastian, please go ahead.
Yes, thank you very much. Sebastian Bachelet speaking. You will not be surprised that I support the idea of as an office of diversity, but I think that the discussion here is quite amazing. The comments, it's not a vote. Either if a lot of people support or very few people didn't support or they reverse. Comments, it's a comment period. It's not. If we want to vote, then it will happen when the SONAC will have to make a decision on the report. Or if we want to have a vote, we need to ask for a vote before. I didn't struggle about the fact that at what point in the discussion it was said that there is a majority, no consensus, but a majority against, and I don't think it was true, but I didn't struggle at that time. Maybe I must have. But my other trouble is that we are trying to discuss something about the implementation on how we will do that. The idea it's not so much to decide how we will do that, but there are some elements that must be taken into account. First, it's a body, just not to call it an office or a panel or whatever, a body that it's independent from each SOAC, from the board and from the staff. If we look to the result of the first study made by AFNIC on that, about the leadership, now it's a long time ago, it was quite interesting to see the result. And Yes, I know the staff tried to do something, set up a survey on that, but what we need is something who will take that into account in the long range and make proposal on changes. And that can't be the staff who make proposals of changes. It must be something else, what I call the body, it's independent body. Now we have to decide if we want this idea. And when I say this idea, it's nothing more than the idea. And then during the implementation phase, yes, we would have to discuss if it's an office, if it is a link or not with the duty of the ICANN Ombuds office, if it's a link with the compliance office, if it's, the complaint office officer, if it's something link with an eventual panel that will help the Ombuds office to ICANN Ombuds office to work. But that's not the decision and discussion we need to have today. I really think that it's important that we set up the idea of we need more diversity in this organization, and one way is that it can't be done by one or the other. It must be something independent of all. And when I say all, I include, of course, staff, what we call, or what they call them, ICANN organization today, the board, and all the SONACs and all the groups. Thank you very much. Sorry for to be a little bit too long.
Okay, thanks, Sébastien. We tried to kind of comment what you said. I mean, yeah, it was a little bit long. So you said that we are not voting. I don't think anybody talked about vote here. What we are trying is to, we asked the community for guidance. We put a note asking this question. We explained what people thought about the idea of Office of Diversity. I think we clearly put that Office of Diversity, and so we asked people to react to that, to give us some guidance, to help us in what to do here. And what we get is kind of mixed result. It's not giving us clear guidance, and we have to be mindful with regard to the timing and the time constraints. Since we have, I think, the deadline is the 2nd of March. That's in 2 weeks. So we got this situation to deal with. And I'm kind of confused when you are told that it's not the office, it's not a panel, but something that is independent. But I think what we spent time before regarding the recommendation is really to not focus on the implementation. I think that we reiterate that several times, but to focus more on the functions or what can be achieved, which means a requirement. And we try to think in several recommendations, in particular recommendation number 8, to describe what can be done as a function. So it can be maybe handled at the time of implementation, and to see how those kind of function can be taken, by whom. I mean, we are not kind of prospective here. So I think at the end, if it's you are saying it's not a question of implementation, that we were not discussing that. So I think we already achieved that with the recommendation we have. So also you are talking about independence. I'm not sure how this can be achieved. I may try to understand what mean independence. Is some kind of outside organization that telling the community how to be diverse? So I'm kind of really struggling here. I may understand that you don't want that any party has kind of undue influence or control of this, but how we can achieve this? So maybe it's at the end it's a question of implementation, but we at this subgroup, we are trying to work more on the recommendation, what we want to achieve at the end, what kind of goals we are trying to reach. So this is my understanding from the beginning. So if in term of input we didn't, I think, get clear guidance. If other member of this group they have a different opinion or interpretation, I welcome to hear from them. because what we try to summarize here, it's not, I mean, we didn't get kind of a final, I mean, a clear, straight path to follow. So we are not getting that. So, yes, I see that Sherif is in the queue. Yes, Sherif, please go ahead.
Thank you, Rafiq. Sure, for the record, I believe, and I would be surprised if anyone can prove my belief as in error, that the inclusion of the Office of Diversity as a proffered option in our public comments was to seek whether there was any significant, if not overwhelming, support from the wider ICANN community for this as a proposal. I am not seeing this from the analysis that you and Fiona have put together. I'm not seeing overwhelming support from the ICANN community because, and I have said this in just about every work group I've ever been in, I believe, and I think most people do tend to believe similarly, that there is a valid reason to weight ACs and SOs more highly than individuals. This is not that the individual voice is not considered and looked at in a public comment process, but that a consensus view or a view that has gone through particular development and scrutiny in response to a public comment coming from a group or subsection of, recognised group or subsection of ICANN has, certainly in my view and always has been in my view, more weight to it than an individual. So I don't see this as a voting exercise. I don't think that what you and Fiona have done is trying to make this a voting exercise. We have evidence in front of us and now we need to decide what we do with that evidence. We can, of course, ask our communities a little more on this, but if we want to leave it to the vote, if we put this forward as a add-on, a bolt-on, a do you really want to have another look at this question in the final report, then we will get a response formally, I assume, from the chartering organisations. And to that end, I've certainly been watching what the ALAC, current ALAC's response to the sharing that Alan did to the ALAC on this, and it's on our ALAC list, it's ALAC and regional leads. And I'm not seeing in that either, tempered particularly with the current financial concerns from an ICANN perspective, that this would get overwhelming support from the ALAC. So we can leave it to the vote if we want to. We can leave it to final opinion from the chartering organisations if need be. But right now, I'm just not seeing it get the traction it needs to be involved. Thank you.
Yeah, thanks, Jude, for the comment. Okay, I'm trying to see if there is anyone in the queue who want to comment, or maybe it's asking question. Okay, so okay, I think in term of procedure here, we went through the public comments and we were seeking for input and to see how the community is reacting to our recommendation, to see if we were on the right path or not. So we find out that for most of our comments, most of them, we were fine. We only had to make small changes, more on the editorial. But so When it comes to this question, I say we said, I mean, that's my kind of reading. It's kind of mixed result. We didn't get that clear overwhelming support that would make it clear for us that, yes, we should cover this idea of Office of Diversity. And again, yeah, I mean, we are not talking about vote here. We are trying to kind of interpret how the community, in particular those from the SO and ACs, are responding to our comment. Okay, so not sure. I don't see anybody in the queue, but I see also some comments in the chat. And see that Thomas, I think that the comments do not warrant a change in the recommendation. And from Taylor, okay, just to comment, if something will need to be included, precision of the language is critical, given that we cannot tread down the path of implementation. So, okay, I was not in jurisdiction call. I have no idea what happened there, but I think this is likely always the kind of tension between what we are recommending, what we recommend, and how it's implemented. And I think we have this discussion several times in the cyber group, is really to focus on the requirement in terms of our recommendation, to think what we want to achieve. So we are not kind of asking for a particular way to do things, but we are thinking that we have some goals and some expectation that we want to reach. And so we leave the implementation for later on, that phase. That's why we have implementation. And that's where the details and specific will be worked out. Okay, so I'm really asking here for any comment if people want to intervene so we can hear from everyone. Because at the end of the day, we will have to kind of to see if we have consensus or not. And I don't see we have that on this matter. Okay, I see if Fiona want to chime in here. Yes, Fiona, please go ahead.
Thanks, Rafiq. I think from where I'm sitting, what I'm observing is that we have reached a point in the discussion on the Office of Diversity where we are no longer able to continue that discussion. We had put it into our report. We've looked at the public comments. We do not have strong support for the Office of Diversity to enable us add that into our final report. So I think at this point in time, it would be good for us to then draw the conclusion that we will not be putting any proposals on the Office of Diversity in any of the forms that were proposed in the comments. And so we move ahead with our recommendations as they are, because it also doesn't change any of the recommendations. So it's not coming in as an additional recommendation either. Thank you.
Okay, thanks, Fiona. And I think, so we, let's see if there is any objection of to your proposal and what you are suggesting here. Okay, I don't see any objection, so I think we can conclude that we cannot add this proposal to our report. think we give here a chance to for people to intervene and to share their thoughts. So I think we with our analysis and the discussion we have, we can conclude that we don't have consensus around this. So I think we can move on, but let's see what Julie wants to comment here. Yes, Julie, please go ahead.
Thanks, Rafiq. My suggestion was going to be that we have a look through the report to see the wording where the Office of Diversity is meant. I think it's on about page 10 of the documents that went out for public consultation, and we see whether we need to update the words of that to reflect the fact that a public consultation was conducted on this issue, that feedback had been received, summarise the feedback and conclude that there was no overwhelming support, and simply update the report to reflect that. And I think that would be the appropriate action to take at this point. Thanks.
Surely, that's a good point. I'm not sure. I don't have access to the report, but thanks for the putting which the number. So it's page 12. Bernard, I don't want to kind of put you on the spot, but is it possible to put that text? That would be correct. So if we need to make, description of issues. So we need to make changes there, likely. So we can put that as a task, maybe for the staff to make change to that part. So this is an action item. And so proposal rewarding on that part that can be shared in the mailing list, so we can confirm that we are fine with that update. So are we okay with this approach? Yes, see no objection. I'm not sure if you were supporting from before, but still supporting now, but then I will take that as support. Okay. So we got that done. So we'll update that part in the report with what we concluded. So that's an action item for the staff, and hopefully we get that in as soon as possible so we can finalize. As we said, we have two kind of, I'm not sure how to call them, items. Number 10 and 11, they are not covering a specific recommendation, but I think we have to cover them. So is it possible to share the comment summary again in the Adobe Connect? Okay, so it's number 10 and 11. Is it possible to scroll down? Okay, so yes, can you please scroll up a little bit? Okay. So here, one comment is coming from Dijk and Bort. with regard to imposing change on ESO and AC. So that's a little bit kind of cat at the end. So I think this is the question again. Yep, thanks. So I think it's again the comment regarding the resources. And here is the implementation will require resources and support from across ICANN community. As very ICANN SO and AC must participate in this effort in order to achieve full implementation, while ICANN organization can produce reports and make items available on the website. Okay. So I think there it's just to, I guess, the question here is that the SO and AC, they have to kind of update or modify their working practice and so on to meet the recommendation that we are proposing. And so I think it's probably here that the board wants to meet to make clear that the organization cannot impose this kind of change. So it's, I can interpret this as a matter that we are asking that should be coming from the SO and ACs to do that work. Okay. So I think this is a matter of implementation, if I'm not mistaken, and can be decided at that time. So I don't see that we need to make any response in our report here, and probably when we are sharing the comments, so that can be covered in at that time. So I got also the part there. I'm hearing that So the plenary decided that prioritization implementation will be decided by ICANN and the community here. So, okay, thanks Bernard for this. So, any comment or question or any suggestion on this part? Okay. I don't see any, so we don't need to make any changes or respond to this one. So the last one is related to other languages, and it's coming from the ALAC. Okay, can you please center the comment? Okay, so this is about language. So, because it's not possible to cater for by diversity of language, this is why effort to improve the quality of ICANN documents and presentation in order to enable informed, inclusive, and meaningful participation are important, also from diversity point of view. Okay, so here it's necessary to explore other ways and means to bridge cultural and language barrier in addition to translation, infographics, animation, video that are language neutral and which can be localized. So also I see there is mention of captioning. So I think here it's really again, since it's the comment is going into specifics regard the language and what can be used beyond just translation and interpretation. I think this is again implementation matter, and our recommendation already included the element of language, the element of diversity, and so this is more definitely I think a question for implementation. So this is something to be shared for the implementation phase, so they can go into the details of what can be done, I think, within the available resources. Okay. Any comment or question on this one? Okay, I see none, and I don't see anything also in the Adobe Connect chat. Okay, so just now to confirm that the two comments can be covered during the implementation, and something to be noted for that. Also for the Office of Diversity, we will make a change in the text to adjust it to what we agreed at the end. So I think here we covered all the comments, and we got all our recommendation tweaked and approved. Wondering here, we are done somehow, and we just need to make the last changes in our draft to be shared for the plenary, if I'm not mistaken. Hey, Fiona, do you want to add anything here?
Fiona here. Thanks, Rafiq. I think we have covered everything, and what is left is for us as a rapporteur to update the report and circulate to subgroup members, then after that share it with the larger CCWG so that it can be included in the final report. Maybe Bernard can advise if that's not the sequence of the process as I understood it. Thank you.
Okay, I think that's it. I'm kind of puzzled that we are really ahead of time, but thanks everyone for the work done in the last month. I don't think it was easy, but I think we reached the point that we wanted. So I know that it's not everyone is happy with what we get, if it's enough or not, but I think we did a good job here. I want to really thank everyone that spent time to join the calls and to participate and the different drafting, and I think that's it for today. And I guess we don't need any call from now on. So, okay, thanks.
Thank you, Rafi.
Thanks, everyone.
Thank you, Fiona.
Thank you.
Bye.
Don't adjourn the call.